We welcome all of you. Welcome back. The English, we are going to be speaking in English. Srila Prabhupada also did. Most of you spoken in English. Occasionally gives some Hindi classes. They're available. There are some Hindi CDs you could get of Prabhupada's Hindi lectures. There are just a few dozen. English classes are thousands of English classes and a few dozen. 20, 30 Hindi classes. Maybe he gives some Bangla classes, Calcutta, Mayapur. But we spoke in English also. Thank you, Mataji. You are kind. I really don't know where to start. Keeping in mind that we have only not whole 7 days at our disposal. So we'll have to be more focused. So we'll talk about Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And it would also be more appropriate to talk about his pastimes towards end of his stay with us in his manifest Leela, you could call it. And again, first we'll talk where I come in the picture. I was not the only one in the picture. There are so many hundreds of them. But it is my memories time, so I think those memories are more fresh and they are my property. They are with me all the time. So I would like to share. King Prabhupada came to Vrindavan in 77. Last time he came to Vrindavan, and then he stayed on in Vrindavan, entered Krishna's pastimes. That coming to Vrindavan was in beginning of October. I also came. Prabhupada was not well. And this was going on, in fact, the whole year of 77, Prabhupada not being well. Just briefly and quickly, he came back from his around the world tour. He landed in Bombay, but immediately was making plans to go to Kumbh Mela in January of 77. He traveled by train to Allahabad. We were there. Hundreds of Prabhupada's followers were there in Kumbh Mela. Prabhupada made his visit of Kumbh Mela, a brief one, and then he went to Calcutta, and then on over to Bhubaneswar. He made a side trip to Jagannath Puri, came back to Bhubaneswar, and then to Mayapur for Mayapur festival. This was for the first time he just gave a few classes, no morning walks. This was different from previous years. Then Srila Prabhupada, he skipped Vrindavan part of the festival. He used to do Mayapur festival, then Vrindavan festival. This was two festivals he had been attending. For that year, he just did Mayapur festival and he went to Mumbai. Then it was known as Bombay. He wanted to move into his new apartment at Hare Krishna land. Were not ready. Prabhupada said, I would like to stay in my own quarters, but they were not ready. And Prabhupada stayed downtown and held a public lecture series in Mumbai. This was his last public lecture series. 7 days in the evening was the Hare Krishna festival. He spoke very strongly. Physically, he was so unwell and well physically. We had to lift him and put him on the Vyasasan, but once he had a microphone, he was roaring like a lion, scary. His topic was, the modern civilization is total failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. So every night on this theme, a disciple would read a verse that was selected, I think, on second canto of Bhagavatam, verse after verse, one verse, and then Prabhupada would give a purport, more talk more on that verse for the theme. Modern civilization is total failure. And he, after the festival, downtown, he moved back to Juhu Hare Krishna land. This time his quarters were ready and he was moved into his new quarters. They were very gorgeous, very opulent. He was very pleased. I was there watching Prabhupada and hearing him talk. He was very grateful for offering such residential facilities. He was not well. He would spend a lot of time lying in bed. He would be doing kirtan, very soft kirtans in his quarters. He had been still meeting VIPs, members of the parliament. They would have appointments. He was there for some time and it was decided that he would go to Rishikesh for recuperation, getting better on the banks of Ganga and the Himalayan mountain. Better climate was suggested, I think May, June, something like that. Through Delhi he went to Rishikesh. There's a place he could go, that house is still there, where Prabhupada stayed a few years ago. We visited that, right on the bank of Ganga. Then he was not well again, then he rushed back to Tamar Krishna Maharaj, Yadubara Prabhu, Bhakti Chara Maharaj, also a few devotees were with him. He was in Vrindavan, June, July, something like that. Then he was getting a little better, and then plans were made that he would go to America, Gita Nagari. So he made the trip. On the way to America, he went up to London. He was there for Janmashtami of 77 in London at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Again, not well. So he dropped his onward journey to America and rushed back. He wanted to come to India. So he landed in Mumbai. We were there at the airport, receiving Srila Prabhupada. And we had gone dozens and dozens of times earlier also to receive Prabhupada at Bombay airport. Bombay was Srila Prabhupada's office, so he was spending a lot of time in his office. There were some legal matters, legal battles over Hare Krishna land in Mumbai, Juhu, and Srila Prabhupada was battling. And ultimately, he was victorious. We won the case. Prabhupada was genius. He was giving all the mantras which advocates should present in the court. He was advocate of the advocates. So last time he was received at the airport, coming by British Airways. He came to Mumbai. His briefcase is still on display in Mumbai, in Prabhupada's quarters. And that, now the bag tag, you understand, bag tag, it's still there. It's a British Airways, first class. So he spent some time in Mumbai, then finally to Vrindavan. He remembered his doctor friend from Prayag or Allahabad called Dr. Ghosh, and Prabhupada wanted him to come and treat him. So someone had to go. So I was asked to could to Allahabad, and it was a big rush. It was an emergency. He was not in Allahabad yet. He was in Darjeeling, where his granddaughter was studying. So I had to go to Darjeeling, you know, where Darjeeling is, Assam, on the top of the mountain. In Allahabad, I remember I first went to Ghosh, Dr. Ghosh's home, and found out that he was not there. Then I had to go to the airport. On the way to the airport, there was Hanuman Mandir. I was praying to Hanuman. I distinctly remember that was when I saw Hanuman temple, I started praying. I thought my mission was somewhat similar to that of Hanuman. Because when Lakshman, who is Adi Guru, was not well that time during the battle at Sri Lanka, some medicine was required. So Hanuman was sent to Himalayan mountain. So I thought I also have to, not to get the medicine, but get the doctor who would provide medicine to Prabhupada, and I had to go to Himalayan mountain. And of course Hanuman did not fly Air India. I was flying. So I was praying. So by the grace of Hanuman, I did find the doctor, and we drove to Calcutta and then to Delhi, and the doctor was looking after Prabhupada's friend. Prabhupada was in Allahabad for a long time, as you know. But as he was dressed there, and his day pharmacy in Allahabad. Day pharmacy? Prayer pharmacy. Then, talking of myself, we continued our traveling. We had a traveling party called Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan Party. So we went north, and traveling and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, we went all the way to Badrikashram. For some time we had no news from Srila Prabhupada. There was no news, there were no mobile phones. Even regular phones wouldn't work there. So we were in anxiety. So we rushed back and came to Vrindavan. This was one week before 14th of November, 1 week before. So Srila Prabhupada was very kind to let us in, whole party of the devotees on our party went into Prabhupada's quarters here. Srila Prabhupada was on bed, lying down. But if you read more Lilamrit and hear other devotees, they will tell you so many other activities of Prabhupada, how he managed even translating and giving dictations of his purports during those times. Srila Prabhupada's 10th canto, chapter 13, I think was compiled. It was compiled during that last visit of Prabhupada. Jayadvaita Maharaj holding a microphone very close to his mouth, and Pradyumna Prabhu would read different commentaries, Sanskrit commentaries. And after hearing those commentaries, Srila Prabhupada would give his comments in English, and they were getting transcribed, and that's how he continued a lot of activities. So as we arrived, and we sat down around Srila Prabhupada, very close to his bed. His voice was very low. To hear him, you had to put your ear very close to his mouth, kind of. So we were giving report of our traveling and book distribution. You know, the book distribution score reports that Prabhupada would always look forward to whenever the report came from wherever. Book distribution report, he said, that made him young, and he was saying, I would never die. So far, his books are being distributed, and we'll get a lot of showed a lot of interest in hearing the book distribution, especially book distribution scores and reports amongst some other reports. So he was questioning us, which book is being distributed the most, and in that he was lying in a bed, you know. But he was keenly interested in the book distribution. What are the prices of this book, that book? And so we're responding. Of the Badrikashram visit, I was representing my party. So I reported to Prabhupada that we visited Srila Vyasadeva's cave, which we had done. And I said, we showed your Bhagavad Gita to Srila Vyasadeva Prabhupada. That was a little humorous way of presenting it, because I thought that we were carrying Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is right into the cave of Srila Vyasadeva. He is very much present there. For sure he had seen Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, so Prabhupada was pleased to hear that. Part of the reporting also was that our visit of the spot called Bhimka Pool is a bridge over Saraswati, a stone bridge. This is where Bhim left his body. You know, because one brother leaves and they walk down the road, another brother, another, like that, as they were going north. So that was a place where Bhim left his body. That was part of the reporting. And later on, I should mention this now, that it was not appreciated by one of my guard brothers. And for that reporting, I was rebuked. They said rebuked. I was mildly chastised for such a report. Why should I be talking of someone dying and death and giving some ideas to Prabhupada? I didn't think in those terms. So they called, you are naive, you're just a naive fellow. Anyway, so it was too late. I had already, reporting was done. So then we were leaving Prabhupada's quarters. All the members of my party, they were out of the room. I was the last one. And then I was just taking one last look at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada signaled me, meaning, come here, come back. So I went back to Prabhupada, close to him. And he questioned me, said, I would like to see you. What time suits you? You could have very easily ordered me, come such and such time. But different approach. Amazing. What time suits you? And then my response, of course, any time, Prabhupada, any time. And then he said, is 4 o'clock okay? So it was settled that we would meet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I did not know. The way was so grave when he was talking to me or asking, is 4 o'clock okay? I'd like to see you. So all day I was trying to figure it out. What was Prabhupada going to talk to me about at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? And I could not come to any conclusion. So I was looking at the watch and counting hours and minutes. So finally it was 4 o'clock and I went. And so I was not allowed inside Prabhupada's quarters, but I was directed to the Krishna Balaram guest house reception. And as I arrived there, just around the corner from Prabhupada's front entrance of his quarters, I found all the senior men were sitting there and they were kind of waiting for me also. So what I found out was what Prabhupada wanted to talk to me about at 4 o'clock. He had already spoken to his Tamakrishna Maharaj and Bhavananda Prabhu, Lakshmi Maharaj, and like that. And so as I was with everyone else, they said, Prabhupada would like you to go organize a bullock cart for him. He wants to go to Govardhan on Govardhan Puja day. I think the next day was Govardhan Puja. So you could imagine, we just had Govardhan Puja a few days ago. So the day before, this whole thing was being planned. So then myself and Trivikramaraj, two of us, we went to Mathura. And it was very difficult. On Govardhan Puja, the farmers, they do puja of the cows and bulls. They don't employ them, so we had a hard time, you know, hiring bullock cart. But we managed, and two bullock carts were arranged to come over to Krishna Balaram temple. So they did come, and they were parked in the front of Krishna Balaram temple. And plan was next morning, Prabhupada would travel to Govardhan. And then there are more talks that evening after I came back from Mathura, and about bullock carts, and you know, I was a farmer, born in a farmer's family, and mother, we also had done bullock carts and kirtan as Prabhupada, and that was Prabhupada's project. So with that, so I was chosen for this task. But then during the night, there were lots of discussions on this proposed travels of Srila Prabhupada traveling in a bullock cart, ox cart on the Vrindavan roads. And these days the roads are a little better, are they? So you could imagine this is 31 years ago. They were far worse. So there's whole debate going on. Prabhupada had this desire to go. He always talked about while battling with Maya, fighting with Maya, preaching is fighting, and that spirit he had. And he was lying in bed for a long, long time, months and months, and he was feeling uneasy in that. We say this. So he wanted to be out there. So the idea was, that was just a trial, going to Govardhan. If that works, then travel more, all over. But then during the night, it was very difficult for a lot of devotees to accommodate this idea of Prabhupada going on a bullock cart, traveling to Govardhan. He cannot handle this bullock cart traveling the bumps. So then he was appealed by several devotees. And then Krishnadas Babaji from Gaudiya Math, from senior Prabhupada, God brother, was invited. He also was devotees, disciples, met this Krishnadas Babaji to speak to Prabhupada on their behalf. Try to convince him not to go. So finally, you know, there are many details, dialogue. You could, this is all on folio also, word for word. Kamal Krishna Maharaj wrote a whole play called what? Final Pastimes of Prabhupada. Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was involved. So he has written a book, and he is drawing a lot of his dialogue from the folio, the conversation he had with him and others during those days. So that idea of going to Govardhan with the bullock cart was dropped. But then another day passed, and Prabhupada's room was filled with his disciples. There were no other Devadatta Maharaja disciples. That time there were only Prabhupada. Yes, right? You can imagine. Disciples were there. GBC leaders. And Prabhupada again brought up the topic of traveling. But this time, he proposed traveling with the buses. And idea was kind of welcomed, but it was also, condition was that when he gets better, he would take this journey traveling all over. One thing was Prabhupada wanted to go to holy places during his very extensive, busy traveling schedule. You know, he had no opportunity to go to holy places. This was on his mind also. He wanted to travel to the holy places and other places, towns and cities. So this time, devotees also, this was welcome for another reason, because devotees were thinking, if Prabhupada is wanting to travel, that means he wants to be with us longer. He is dropping us, postponing his plans of going back to Krishna, joining Krishna. He's going to be with us longer. So this was kind of cause for a joy or happiness. Prabhupada is staying on. The delegates would go to Prabhupada from time to time, headed by those days from New Vrindavan. New Vrindavan.
Who was in charge of
New Vrindavan? No, New Vrindavan.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Kirtanand Maharaj and a few others, maybe with a senior sannyasi, he would go and appeal on behalf of disciples. Prabhupada, please stay on. Prabhupada, we want you. We are just babies, just children, newly born. How would we survive without you? Please. We would always think it is up to Prabhupada whether to leave or die. Well, it's up to Prabhupada. This was how we were always thinking like that. So we would appeal to Prabhupada, please stay on, please. So when he was planning this traveling, especially the buses, devotees were kind of relieved that he's going to stay on longer with us. So those who were in the room, Prabhupada, that big bed, and he's in the middle, sleeping, lying down position, and whole room is filled. And then different devotees were proposing to Prabhupada. Remember, Giriraj, know him? Leading disciple from Bombay temple president. He said, Prabhupada, wherever you go, to the big cities, there are some big rich people, industrialists, if I go, I could make some life members. Could I go, Prabhupada, with you? And Prabhupada, and you could go. Then it was a Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He took his turn. Wherever we go, there are always some scientists. I could organize some conference, scientific, you could address. Could I go, Srila Prabhupada? You could go. So like that, different disciples were proposing to be with Prabhupada, travel with Prabhupada. That's what Bhakti Chaitanya from Chandigarh. He was a good driver. I could drive your car, Prabhupada. Could I go? You could go. So many devotees were making proposals. How could they fit into this traveling program, and whether they could go, and Prabhupada, meaning yes, you could go. Then I also took my turn. Why not? I just. There are lots of discussions about this traveling. Prabhupada, should be advance party and main party. Prabhupada would be part of main party, and would be advance party, making all the arrangements, bookings and facilities, and main party arrives, advance party goes in advance further. Just getting home, everything was planning. So anyway, when I said whether I could go, he also said I could go. He said you would be our leader of the traveling party. Come experience with that. It's not that many traveling Sankirtan parties and other traveling parties. So I think that was I have not looked at this for you, and must be on 11th or 12th of November this dialogue took place. And so we all got kind of busy with making preparations for Prabhupada's travels in the buses. We bought a huge big map of India, and we wanted to make a schedule of Prabhupada's traveling, where to get buses and drivers and this and that. Kama Krishna Maharaj, Bhavananda and others, I was also around involved. And the Kaviraj, Prabhupada's daughter, was keeping track of. The daddy was kind of taking more milk or whatever. So we were hopeful that Prabhupada would get better and we would have this travel all over India with Srila Prabhupada. We're all looking forward to and preparing, making all the arrangements. Srila Prabhupada, those days, would lie down, eyes closed, but not, he would be fully awake. He was thinking of Krishna, thinking of his movement, and he would get his disciples, devotees, to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book, or there was a kirtan, it was a small, tiny karta, very small karta, no mridanga, no, of course, not just small karta, and only one devotee would be sitting and doing kirtan. And this would go on like 24 hours. Either there was some reading or the kirtan. He showed his attraction and attachment to the holy name and the pastimes of the Lord. This was, he insisted this has to go on all the time. This was also going on in Mumbai before he came to Vrindavan. After London he was in. So there I also had a, I'd been taking turns in singing for Prabhupada. But one day I asked Srila Prabhupada, is there anything more we could do so that you could get better? And just before another devotee taking over kirtan, there was just a little break, and I said, is anything that we are not doing we should do, Prabhupada, so that you get cured, you get better? And Prabhupada said, Chant Hare Krishna. So there's a cure for medicine. And of course he has standing instructions to all of us that don't take me to the hospital. Don't take me to the hospital. And this kirtan chanting was the medicine. He said that a few times. And, so then I remember Bhakti Sarva Damodar Maharaj. He had his night shift. On the 13th night, he was with Prabhupada chanting. And then that, on that day, 14th, while we were still kind of busy making plans for Prabhupada's travel, Kaviraj was keeping an eye on Prabhupada's health. He started going all over property. Here, guest house, here, there, Gurukul building, and asking all of us to rush, come to Prabhupada's quarters, and that he would. So then we were all there, room full inside and so many more outside, hundreds of devotees. We were kind of stationed in Vrindavan. It was also Kartik. And so this time, but like tomorrow, 14th November, were Prabhupada's quarters. I was this and then close to Prabhupada. And so many others all around him, and I was also very close. And so last time, we couldn't hear, but only saying, opening mouth, I mean, Hare Krishna, kind of. That was it. Srila Prabhupada, he considered Vrindavan as his home. Mayapur, his place of pilgrimage, where he said, I worship personality of Godhead. In Mayapur, Bombay was his office, and Vrindavan was his home. So he's staying here in Vrindavan. We took Prabhupada in a kirtan procession to all the six Goswami temples. Huge procession. And then Srila Prabhupada was placed in Samadhi. And then we had a brass murti of Srila Prabhupada. I don't now remember. Not the same day, but after some days, because we all knew going to Govardhan, and this was his last wish. So everybody, we all went to first to Radhakant, bathe Srila Prabhupada's murti form with the Radhakant waters. And we had palanquin. We took Prabhupada all around Govardhan. Hundreds, must be close to 1,000 followers, devotees of Srila Prabhupada, going all around Govardhan. And finally we came to Kusum Sarovar, and we stopped there. And then this other desire, he wanted to go by buses, go all over India visiting places of pilgrimage. That was another wish. So when we had to celebrate 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, it was in 86. So governing body commission, they resolved that we organize procession, walk, padyatra, and take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada on pilgrimage. So we started in Dwarka on Radhastami of 84, and then the remaining months of 84, and about 12 months of 85, and then we had to arrive in 86 in Mayapur for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary. 7,000 mile walk. So this was planned as part of celebrating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary, at the same time fulfilling Prabhupada's desire of traveling or going to places of pilgrimage. So that was organized on a very big scale with international participation for the pleasure of Prabhupada, for glorification of Srila Prabhupada. We have someone? Or what is? Oh, okay. Question? I know you are a speaker, next speaker also. Come forward, come closer.